Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Mr. Bazzelli, welcome back to Berg Vivant.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show talking to us about your nightlife or appropriate portions thereof.
Appropriate portions.
When you go out and take in theater is what I am referring to.
Okay.
So what have you seen recently?
I just saw I Am a Camera.
Oh, are you now?
I Am a Camera.
Yeah. A Nikon automatic?
oh my.
Show us your zoom lens. Let's talk attachments.
Oh, please. Sorry. Oh my goodness. Oh my.
Now, I don't want to throw you off. You've come to talk about
I'm
this
I'm thrown
show.
Off.
You saw I Am a Camera.
I Am a Camera by John Van Drutten, based on Berlin Stories by Christopher Isherwood.
Oh, yes, yes.
I Am a Camera is basically cabaret without the music.
Okay, so cabaret then was based on this.
Correct.
Or based on the same source material.
Same
the musical
material.
Cabaret.
Yes. Yeah. And with the same characters. We have Christopher Isherwood is the lead. He is the male lead, played by Taylor Brink. And he meets a very fanciful woman named Sally Bowles, played by Marsha Mayhack. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's about their life and how she's a singer. They live in the same apartment house run by Fräulein Schneider. It all takes place in Germany right before World War II. Mm-hmm. It is basically... there's an interesting thing because in Berlin Stories and in Cabaret, there's much more sexual tension with... not sexual tension.
Are you feeling all right?
Yes. Okay. Christopher Isherwood's love life is a little bit more played up.
I Am a Camera.
No,
or
in his
material.
Actually, in his material.
Okay. The Berlin Stories.
In the Berlin Stories.
So then it's not as...
That's kind of been
examined.
Scrubbed out a little bit.
Okay.
But...
Was it that, like, racy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I gotta read these Berlin Stories.
I know. You ought to.
I could write a couple of Berlin Stories.
There was another
myself.
Film made recently with Matt Smith called Christopher and His Kind, which was also based on I Am a Camera and the source material, which is a little bit more Christopher's side of the story. Mm. Here, we concentrate more on Sally Bowles and the friendship the two of them have. She is a flamboyant woman. She is very... She's in theater, and she's very gregarious.
Like no one we know.
And like no one, and she's extremely friendly with the boys.
That was well said.
Yeah. Like no one we know.
I'm always doing something for the boys. That was your cue to come in.
Yeah, no, I wasn't gonna. not very. Musical.
Well, that was my audition for Cabaret, incidentally. That's how I ended up playing Sally Bowles for 12 years.
Oh my. And
some days I still play her.
Yeah, well, she's been played a
lot. Now, about and, this show. Yes. What else can you tell us about?
I can tell you that Taylor Brink and Marsha Mayhack were phenomenal as Christopher Fisher and Sally Bowles. They really, you know, it's really tough when you see, like, stuff with English accents. You know, it's like, it kind of throws you if they're not spot on. If they're not spot on, they do a terrific job.
Oh, good.
There is a lot of great innuendo that our director, John Lane, I think, really kind of pushed it a little. Like, and you get every reference.
Well, if you're going to have innuendo, it ought to be great.
I think it ought to be great. And and I think he does a great job directing this piece. So Christopher Isherwood lives in a building that's run by Fräulein Schneider, played by Abby Blackman. Okay, and it's interesting because Fräulein Schneider, you end up liking her. She's a very likable woman. She's very helpful to them. She helps clean up. She gives them a break on rent. But then, you know, it's 1930s, 40s Germany, and Nazism is coming into power, and she slowly becomes... She doesn't like the Jews, basically. And you know where that's going for the people, because you know the history of the story. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, no, this woman that I liked is now... She's going to be one of those people that's going to get the Jews to the gas chambers, basically. I mean, when you think about it, it was an interesting turn for the character. And Abby Blackman does a phenomenal job making her a likable woman that you just go, oh, crap, when that third act reveal whenever it comes. And you know, and you're like, oh boy, now we know her true colors, you know, or what she's being led to believe, and how hard it is for the people, especially the Jewish friends of Isherwood and Bowles, that come by the apartment. All of a sudden, it's not so good for them to come visit. So there's a B storyline, that I'm not sure from Cabaret how much of it they kept. But Christopher Isherwood is tutoring a young woman who her family is a prominent Jewish family that runs the local department store. Mm. And she meets a boy that she likes, and he's not revealing to people that he might be Jewish, but she's from a large Jewish family, and she's not ashamed of it. And what becomes of her family gets, you know, you can see where that train is going.
I seem to remember that from the film, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think so. My memory of the film is spotty. So,
Now I gotta ask you, who played the MC?
There's no MC.
That's funny.
It is funny.
What do you mean there's no MC?
There's no MC.
Joel Grey, he were dead, would be rolling in his grave.
It all takes place in Christopher Isherwood's apartment that becomes Sally Bowles' apartment that then becomes Christopher Isherwood's apartment again. So it's very convenient. They never have to leave.
It sounds like it. Yeah.
They never. Oh, it's convenient.
Oh, convenient for the stage play. I'm thinking convenient for the characters.
Yeah. I do want to mention Miss Watson Courtnage, played by Caitlin Young. She did a great job. It's really funny because Caitlin Young is about this tall.
Uh-huh.
And the woman that played her daughter is about this tall. And it was just really humorous. But it worked. It really worked. You just assume the dad's side of the family was
Well, it's like,
giant.
You know, the Golden Girls. B. Arthur and Estelle Getty.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, this is very much like that.
I'm always good for a Golden Girls reference. There you go. You can always count on me.
Okay, it was fun because I met Caitlin after the show, and she's very vivacious and very fun. But her character's a bitch. Her character's
played it well.
She played it well because you would never assume that this young, vivacious, fun girl was you know, playing this woman on camera that was just you couldn't wait for the mom to go away. But no, they do an excellent job. It's a long story. There are two intermissions. But I don't think it needed both intermissions. But, you know, I kind of, you know, you get engaged and you want, I'm like, no, why are we stopping? Let's go. But, you know, people have to use the restroom and check their cell phones and stuff. So, so we, but it's worth it. It there's a lot, some really great historical references. There's some, it's really funny. It's more humorous than I would think it is, because I think, I don't remember the movie being that funny, Cabaret. I don't remember the humor of Cabaret. This was much more funny. They play up Christopher Isherwood's sort of hypochondria a little bit, which is fun. They make a lot of lascivious references. It's a lot of fun. It's a really good time.
Good.
Yeah, great. It really is. And really terrific young actors. This took place at, this is a Red Maskers production. It took place at Duquesne University. The theater's not easy to find. Good luck. go for it. There's like no signage. There's nothing. You'll just, it's an adventure. no, but I Am a Camera. Terrific production at Duquesne University. Once again, Taylor Brand.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.